So as we continue to read through this section of John's Gospel, chapter 7, we can clearly see, and as it says here, a division occurred in the crowd. So maybe this is still kind of early in the ministry of Christ. And we see a division. And Christ tells us that throughout the scriptures, that he has come to be a source of division. When he was presented in the temple as an infant with Joseph and Mary, the prophet Simeon told Mary that he would be a source of division for the people. And now we see it come into life. The passage began with verse 40, where it says, "Some in the crowd who heard these words said he is truly a prophet or the Christ." The words they had heard was just before this, where he says that he is the font of living water, that he is the source of all life, that all that the Jewish people had been waiting for, had been hoping for, was coming to fulfillment in him. These are the words that he said, staking his claim, presenting himself as he truly is. And some didn't want to hear it. Some were so stuck in their preconceived notions that they had put the religious things in boxes and they were not open to any other way of thinking or any way of presentation. And it says that they were seeking to arrest him. So maybe they even actually to physically wanted to put him in a box. In a jail cell. What boxes have we put Jesus into? What expectations, what preconceived notions have we put upon Christ and on his church? Clearly, these days where we are trying to find the best response, both as a society and as a church, to this virus, this pandemic, are we open to the movement of the Spirit in the decision our leaders are making? Or are we tightly bound to what we expect things to be? Maybe we pray for the grace to be open to Christ as he's manifesting himself to us today. And that he truly is inviting us into this Lenten desert, where we are forced to enter into this temptation with what we think, how we think things should be versus how things really and truly are. Christ did come to cause division. He comes even today to cause division. He tells us clearly, either you're with me or you are against me. You cannot serve both God and mammon. These days of silence and recollection, these days of a forced retreat, can be very fruitful for us. Very fruitful in the conversion of our hearts, of our minds, of our lives, of our families, of this parish, of our community, of the world. If we truly allow Christ into our hearts, and put away any preconceived notion of how he's supposed to be, and allow his self-revelation to form our idea, our image of who he is, as he comes to us today, as revealed to us in the scriptures, as revealed to us in the teachings of the church, as revealed to us through the church. Christ truly is the source of living water. He is the source of all things. He is the desire of our hearts, the longing of our desires. Will we allow him to be that? This day, Saturday, is typically spent with our Blessed Mother. Saturdays are dedicated to her. Maybe we can walk with her today. Make sure we pray the Holy Rosary. Maybe two. Spend some time with her in meditation of what life was like with Christ as she came to a fullness of his revelation, of his identity, as she walked with him, as she lived with him. Let's contemplate his face today with Mary. So as he reveals himself as the font of living water, we can be struck by the truth of what we hear today, that no one has ever spoken like this man. No one. Christ has a word for you. Christ has words of everlasting life for you, for your family, for this world. Let's not be blind or deaf to what he's saying to us today. Let our hearts be convicted. Let us truly repent. Let us turn to him, the font of living water, and surrender our life today. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to walk with us on this journey. Amen.